Wow. Very kind remarks. It's a great honor for me to speak to those of you who are graduating here today and to your proud families and friends. This occasion is both a happy time and a sad time. It is happy in that we are celebrating achievement and the enthusiasm which follows graduation. It is a sad that you'll be leaving many friends in a place that has become home. While reflecting on the comments that I could make to the graduation class of 2010, I've thought back over the 25 plus commencement speeches that I've heard. I've listened as a trustee, as a parent, and as a student. I recall at that time, I was very impressed and moved by some of the speakers. But now I cannot recall what was said by any of them. I do recall that some were too long and that my mind drifted before the speaker's comments ended. As a result of this experience, I'm not sure that what I will have to say today will have any lasting meaning. However, I will attempt to be brief. As a chairman of the Board of Trustees at TCU, I've had the privilege of observing the class of 2010 since you arrived here in the summer of 2006. There were 5 applicants for every space in your class. Some have said that this class is TCU's most selective and most talented incoming class. Without a doubt, 4 years later, we can say that the university made the right choice when it chose you. From the first day of Frog Camp, this class has been a special group. You participated in many firsts. The first splash of the new Frog Fountain, the first concert in the campus commons, and the first honors college classes, just to name a few. This list could go on and on. As graduate students, you will claim your hard-earned master's or doctorate degrees today. You have also had a powerful impact on this university. Many of you have held full-time jobs in addition to your studies, and many are full-time parents. You all have prepared to become leaders in your chosen fields and have pursued your goals and have raised the level of intellectual achievement at TCU. Congratulations. Traditionally, comments at commencement speakers make are charged with inspiring the graduates. But I'd like to take a moment and take a different approach. I would like to talk about how you have inspired me. This is to say, I have been amazed by the stories of achievement that I've lived in the Horned Frogs who are gathered here to get their degrees today. To list a few, I am inspired by the TCU's rifle team that won the NCAA championship, enabling them to take a trip to the White House and receive a comment from our president that they may be able to give the Secret Service a run for their money. I think that's probably true. I am inspired by the TCU baseball team that played in the College World Series and finished ranked 2nd in the nation. I'm inspired by TCU's football team. It is comprised of that is comprised of 20-plus seniors who have won 43 games during their time at TCU, an amazing feat. They will have the opportunity on January the 1st to play in the Rose Bowl, their second bowl committee selection game in 2 years. I might also add that I think it was last year that there were 13 seniors, they all walked. This year, I think 5 have already graduated, and there is a number of them here to graduate today. Most all of the seniors this year will also graduate. What a tribute to TCU and Gary Patterson. I'm inspired by the members of the jazz band who are currently in Havana at the Jazz Festival. The jazz band is among the first U.S. college groups in decades to play in Cuba. I am inspired by the journalism students who created the 109, their own local online news site. Focused on the zip code surrounding TCU, the 109, they have built a new product, a new medium from ground up. I am inspired by the honors students who filled Ed Landreth Auditorium to overflowing for the Honors Forum. Their efforts elevated the intellectual climate of our university and the entire community. There's not many more. I'm inspired by the nursing students who set up a clinic and offered free flu shots to TCU students, faculty, and staff. I am inspired by the education students who have provided hundreds of hours of service to TCU's Kinder Frogs and Star Point schools, as well as other schools across our metroplex. I am inspired by the Adrand College of Liberal Arts students who are planting the seeds of change by creating the Fairmont Community Garden. They are making an urban area more sustainable and improving the health and quality of life of the area residents. I am inspired by the students of the TCU Energy Club. Its 300 members have helped create the only high school energy academy in the Metroplex and will host the first ever National Energy Summit of University Energy Clubs. I am inspired by the members of the Collegiate Entrepreneurs Club, known as the TCU's CEO. TCU's CEO is the nation's largest club and is recognized this year as the best CEO chapter in our country. There's many more things that I could say in terms of things that I've been inspired. We could talk about the Neely School. We can talk about Schieffer. We can talk about Carnegie Hall. We can talk about many, many things. Consequently, the things mentioned are only a small sample of the many things that could be said. I congratulate all of those organizations mentioned. Now I would like to take a moment, if I may, to move from talking about the past to talk about the future. During the last several years, I've had the opportunity to have well over 100 interns pass through our firm. Our firm is not large in terms of individuals, so most of these interns, in most cases, have had a close working relationship. Additionally, I've had the opportunity and done several hundred courtesy interviews regarding careers. Consequently, I feel qualified, perhaps not justifiably so, to make a few comments about one's career pursuit. If I were having lunch with a graduating intern, I would likely quote things that I've read or perhaps that I've written at a quiet time. I would do that without giving credit because I haven't taken good notes, and I apologize for that. As you move forward, take what you have learned and make an impact. Achieve something. Something is for you to define. In short, take advantage of the opportunity that has been presented to you. As life moves along, and when you look back, you will want to say that you have excelled at something. Again, something is for you to define. It can be in your personal life, your professional life, or what have you. I won't say this correctly, but in an effort to quote Mark Twain, the things that you, when you look back 20 years, the things that you did not do will be more important to you than the things that you did do. More disappointing. As you proceed in your career journey of your life, you will hopefully gather support systems of colleagues. Achieve something, have colleagues. These colleagues will be a mixture of interesting groups of friends, career associates, and family. The kaleidoscope of support colleagues. In your 30s, you will build a foundation of skills, knowledge, and relationships. These will be important as you move into your 40s. You're doing that here. You've done that at TCU. This foundation, coupled with your support system of colleagues, will enhance your success in your choice of achievement. Remember that your career journey of life is step by step by step. In your early years, individuals you've worked with and individuals you've worked for will have an important impact on your success as you make your career journey. Give credit to others. Be dedicated and consistent in purpose. Be gracious. Honor those others. Show professionalism. Be humble at all times. And remember, again, your colleagues will have much to do with your success. It's really very simple. Mentors are important. Early in your career, seek mentors. It's never too late. I have mentors. Mentors will find you in their judgment. You're worth finding. Be one of those worth finding. Be coachable. Listen to your mentors. It has been my experience that individuals that have good judgment and wisdom begin with listening. Almost always, a wise individual is a good listener. It is not unusual at this point in one's life to not know what you want to pursue. There is much randomness, and randomness should not be feared. Follow your passion and make a choice that you would select as an avocation. The saying is old but true. It is better have tried and failed than never have tried. You owe it to yourself to try. When you love your career, your career choice, you can do it for a long period of time at a high level. Thus, the career burnout that happens to many high-energy individuals in the 40s and 50s can be avoided. In short, find something that you can really be interested in and do it with your life. Pursue it, set goals, and commit yourself to excellence. Don't spend your time working to be good at something that you're bad at. Instead, work hard to be great at something you're good at. In summary, be sure to align your career with what you really enjoy. Do something, mentors, colleagues, do something you enjoy. Life is wonderful. People will forget what you do. People will forget what you say. But they will not forget the way you have made them feel. Individuals are important, and friendships should be cherished and nurtured. Today, I could have told stories of many individuals, students who have inspired me. There are some wonderful stories that could be told. There are too many to recite. There are at least 800 compelling stories in this Coliseum still yet to be told. That's because I know, as a Harn Frog alumni, you will imagine, inspire, and achieve greatly while you pursue your own journeys. On behalf of Texas Christian University's Board of Trustees, faculty, and staff, we wish you the best. Godspeed. Thank you.